This episode of the Cool Parents Podcast is brought to you by
Fresh Creature.
Fresh creature.
Fresh creature. You said it wrong.
Fresh creature. This is a certain type of creature.
Yeah.
That you only encounter in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts or thereabouts, you know.
Yeah.
Up north a little bit. That's fine, too. New England. Yeah. Anywhere where you know the Patriots are the best.
Yeah.
That's where your kids are fresh.
They're being fresh.
Your kids are being fresh.
And I'm not talking like fresh like the Fresh Prince. Talking about fresh, like you being a fucking punk.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah. Basically the same as rotten, but
nah. Is that strictly a New England thing?
I don't think so, but I honestly don't know.
Because I saw a conversation about it online, and I didn't retain any of it other than someone asked the question.
You definitely hear it a lot here.
Yeah. Oh, everyone
said
it.
It's super common among New England parents, especially.
Yeah.
You being fresh with me, dude?
You being fresh?
Yeah. Bro, you being fresh with me, kid?
So a fresh creature is just any creature that's being kind of a little fresh prick.
Right. It could. That's the thing is it doesn't have to be a person.
Yeah.
It could be an animal, a skunk.
It's a creature.
Any kind of creature.
Sure.
Yeah. But why is it? It's synonymous with rotten. It really is. Like not in like a rotten food kind of way, but if a kid's being rotten.
Yeah.
He's probably being fresh.
He's being a jerk.
Yeah.
Being a fresh prick.
So he's being fresh and rotten at the same time.
Yeah. My mother used to tell me, don't be fresh with me. Don't be fresh. You being fresh?
Well, yeah. And what'd you say?
Yeah, she gave me the wooden spoon.
Oh, she whacked you with it?
A couple times.
Yeah.
Not too many.
But
it did happen.
What did you say?
Me being fresh?
Yeah, when she asked you the question, if you're being fresh, what do you say?
She caught me giving her the finger behind her back once.
Oh.
I mean, to her credit, I was being fresh that time.
Yeah.
There were times where I wasn't being fresh, where she told me I'm being fresh. And then, you know, that only made me want to be a little more fresh.
And then you say, fuck you. Yo, ma, fuck you.
That was later.
Oh, okay.
That was when I could get in my car and just leave after that.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right, right.
But, you know.
Your mother?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I said drop that a couple times. Fuck you. Being a jerk.
Yeah, I mean, it happens.
I don't care. Throw a cup of water in her fucking face. I don't think I care. She's being fresh with me.
No, if your dad called you fresh.
Oh, no.
That was big deal, right?
Yeah.
I could see that.
He doesn't lose his temper too often.
Mm-hmm.
But when he did, he's a frightening man. He's very intimidating. Even now, like, my dad could whoop my ass.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, well, I don't know. He's in the 60s now.
It don't matter.
He's got a fake knee. He could still fucking...
He'll rough you up.
I still wouldn't put a roundhouse... I wouldn't be surprised if he could just fucking roundhouse me. I really wouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. I mean, I've only seen him very nice.
Yeah. Well, he's a sweet man.
Some people you can't imagine if they were like pissed off or mean or something.
My dad, you absolutely can.
Oh, I can see it. Easy. Yeah. Easy. And he's calling you fresh. Fresh prick.
It's a fresh prick.
Yeah.
That's what he does.
Fresh prick. Fresh prick of Bel Air.
It's only happened a couple times, but yeah, I've definitely got him to lose his temper. He's like, what are you gonna be a fresh prick for?
And then how do you answer that?
So I said that fresh. And then,
oh, okay. So you double down.
Yeah, I deserved that punch in the stomach. Okay. I deserved it. I earned it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did punch me in the stomach once. But just once. That was it. And I totally deserved it. I earned it.
As an adult?
No.
But as an older?
As like a teenager.
Teenager? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I was probably 15 or 16. But yeah, I was being a fresh prick. So
yeah. Yeah, I'd have punched you in the stomach.
Being a fresh creature, you get punched in the fucking stomach. By your father.
The moral of the story.
He taught me a lesson.
The moral of the story is if you have any respect for your father.
Yeah.
You won't be a fresh creature.
Just don't be a fresh creature.
Yeah. You're going to bring great shame to your family's name. They're going to have to hear all about it down church, down at the St. Anthony's Church.
Yep. Yeah, I think my dad must have gone to confession after that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, this was post St. Anthony's Church.
Oh, okay.
But, you know.
New church, same old shit.
No church.
No church. No masters.
I'm sure he repent. He repent. He might pants.
He repent.
My dad and Mike Pence.
Your dad and Mike Pence.
No, my dad hates Mike Pence. He don't like that. As he should. He don't like that fucking guy.
That guy's a fucking fresh prick. If you ask me. Fresh prick. Welcome to the Cool Parents Podcast, everybody. Thanks for joining us. I'm Curtis Charles.
And I'm Fresh Prick Justy Boy.
Yeah.
Fresh fucking prick. Fresh
prick boy.
Yeah, new prick. Same me.
New prick, different day.
Right.
Real quick, let's give a shout out to our latest patron, name of Russell.
Russell?
Yeah.
Oh, my boy.
Thanks for joining us and getting in on the VIP side of things. Much respect to all you other folks, but if you want to get in on this good inner circle business where we watch Ghost Ship together apart,
yeah,
or whatever, just go ahead on over to patreon.com/coolparents. Get on the bandwagon.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Love it if you did so.
Did you put up?
Maybe another time.
By the time this comes out, will the Ghost Ship commentary be up there?
It's up there right now, baby.
Oh, it is?
I just put it up.
Oh, fuck. I think we'll only get better at that.
Yeah, we'll try to release something every month, something special just for the Patreon. And this month was the first full-length commentary we've done in this manner.
Yeah.
We've done, like, what did we do? We've done something before that was a commentary. We've done, like, episodes of Are You Afraid of the Dark and shit, but then we just cut up excerpts from them. But this goes for the whole duration of the movie. At least that's the way to listen to it. I put up two different versions on the Patreon. One of them is the full movie length, so you can play it along with the movie. We tell you when to press play, and you just go. And then there's the condensed version, the truncated version.
Yeah.
That I put up there just in case anybody wanted that. But you don't want that. Let me tell you right now.
It fits in a trunk.
It fits in an hour, in a 1 hour period. Yeah. And, you know, if you're going to listen in your car or something, you can't watch the movie with it, then fine. But it's not the ideal way to experience this Ghost Ship experience.
Yeah.
Just because once you take all the imagery away, we're just talking about shit that doesn't make any sense. Because we explained some of it, but.
Yeah, I think next
other
time.
Other things you can't.
I think next time we do it, we should kind of start narrating what's going on.
Maybe, yeah. But I think it might just. It's just definitely best to watch it with the movie or to listen to it with the movie.
Yeah.
That's definitely the way to do it. Cause then also you close everything together and it's like, you know, a minute could go by and then somebody says, understand. So then we say,
understand.
And then another minute goes by and we start talking about something different. Well, when that's all stuck together, that's just a random understand.
Yeah.
In between two other distinct thoughts.
Just watch it with
the movie. So it's weird. Just listen with the movie.
Just watch with the movie.
Just check it out with the movie and don't get it on BitTorrent. Get it on patreon.com/coolparents. Moving on.
Yeah. Buy Ghost Ship. Just buy a copy. Why not?
You can rent it for $2.99. That's what we did. But I already own it on VHS.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you.
The standard definition for $1.99.
That movie is not good. It's not a good movie.
What are you talking about?
Ghost Ship?
Yeah.
It's kind of a piece of shit.
Yeah, it doesn't hold up. Not even the fucking scene with the wire. That was like way less cool than I remember it.
Right. I mean, it was kind of cool because it was mostly practical effects, which I wasn't expecting. I was expecting it to be like a Resident Evil movie kind of level, like cheesy CGI.
I hate those movies.
Yeah, no, they're not good. But that's kind of what I was expecting with the wire scene. But no, it's almost had like a Evil Dead kind of feeling to it.
That
like,
one scene.
That one scene. Nothing else. Nothing else in the movie. The rest of it was just crap.
I'm cold.
There are some funny moments in there. So, but anyway, enough about that.
That is the guy from Dexter, though, right?
Yeah. In that movie? 100%. Yep. Yeah. I had no idea he was in there.
Yeah, I forgot about the fucking Shyamalan twist at the end. They get you. They get you twice.
They're two big twists.
Big twist. Huge twist.
Huge McTwist.
So just watch that. It doesn't make any sense.
Be prepared to shit yourself to death.
But yeah.
Because you're going to be frightened by this film.
Yeah.
Ghost.
You collect boat.
On a ship.
I collect souls.
Ghost ship.
Ghost ship.
2002?
Something like that. Let's just roll with it. Two.
I'm going to say it was that. I don't know. I don't remember. I think it is, though. Probably. So anyway, thanks, Russell, for joining.
Yeah, appreciate you, bud. You ever need a guy to talk wrestling with at 1 o'clock in the morning?
I won't.
If you ever needed one, though.
I won't, but.
Russell, your guy, so shoot him a message.
Even though you are here in the same house as me?
Yeah, I won't be awake.
Oh, okay. At one?
At one, I usually am.
You're usually awake.
1:30, I'm dozing.
Okay.
I'm getting a little sleepy. Unless I'm playing Tony fucking Hawk doing 900s.
Doing McTwist.
But, you know, yeah. I can't beat 14-year-old kids at Tony Hawk online anymore.
Well, you gotta polish your game up.
I want to do a fucking 900.
I know.
I'm gonna get rusty. All right.
Rusty?
No, I probably won't. I'd probably be even better.
Yeah.
Take some fucking time away. You come back, you just rock. It's like picking up a bass after you've been playing guitar for 2 years. Oh yeah. My god.
You just rock out.
On your scales.
Yeah.
Fucking.
You can rock out to John Don Connie.
Power chords. You play some fucking John Mayer songs.
John Mayer?
Yeah, he fucking rocks. My body is a wonderland.
Yeah, I heard he fucking rocks out.
That guy fucks. John Mayer? He's in the fucking dead now. You know that?
I heard.
He's a Jerry. He's a new Jerry Garcia.
He's Jerry Atrick.
He's very young. Okay.
Here's the thing.
Okay.
Okay. I went up north.
Yep.
Picking up some food out in the fucking boondocks.
Not really. The boonies?
It wasn't really in the boonies. It was like the mountain region.
Yep.
But.
Did you see any peaks?
Oh, the peaks?
Did you go up any peaks?
Fucking piss of peaks. I didn't go up them. Are you shitting me? It was fucking 10 degrees outside.
Drive up.
I didn't have a fucking ski-doo.
No.
What do you expect?
You got snow tires?
No.
You're going to want to get them rotated.
I picked up some food, and when I was in there, there was a guy who was the New England guy.
Yeah.
And all I remember were, like, I was listening the whole time I was in there, and it was just every sentence was something funny, so I could only remember like three of those sentences by the time I left. But anyway, one of them was, you know, I've been to over 50 Celtics games.
Wow.
Which seems like a lot to me. I don't know.
That is a lot. Celtics game. I mean, it depends where you're sitting.
Right. But don't they start out at like $100 a ticket?
I think they do now that they're a winning team. But like back in like the 90s.
Oh, he could have been talking about back in the Larry Bird days.
I think they were less expensive then because it's the 80s, but still pricey because they're a winning team. Whenever they win, they get more attendance.
Right. And then they jack the prices up.
Yo, Foxborough, fucking forget it. Kraft, you're ripping me off. $6 for a hot dog? Half a hot dog?
You think you need that money?
$6 for a pig in a blanket? Fuck you, Robert Kraft, you greedy fuck.
Robert Kraft, listen to me. I don't need my fucking frozen yogurt coming inside of a little plastic hat.
No.
It don't need to come in a hat. Just put it in a fucking paper cup like anybody else, and I'll pay half the price for it. You don't need the fucking money.
I'm paying $9 for a frozen yogurt. I want it in a real Patriots helmet. Fucking $9?
Are you shitting me?
Come on.
For a fucking twisty
Kraft? What, are you fucking getting jacked off, huh? Charging me $9 for a fucking froyo?
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Fuck you, Robert Kraft.
How big are these pretzels? Huh?
How many times are you getting jacked off? You got $1 million. You don't. Come on.
Keep the cheese whiz, and I'll just take the nachos.
Yeah.
I don't need to pay for that. It's too expensive.
I don't need the cheese sauce.
Coors Light.
You know what that shit is?
Coors Light. Leave it in the bottle. Just leave it right in the bottle.
You even know what the cheese sauce is?
What?
For real? You know what's in there?
What?
I'll tell you what it's not. Good for your kidneys.
I could have guessed that.
Yeah. Cheese product.
That's product.
All right.
And then the next thing he said was, driving to those fucking Celtics games, dude. You get into town and then you just got to gun it down Storo Drive. You got to gun it.
Storo.
Is that what I said?
You said Storo.
Storo. Storo.
I haven't heard anyone say it other than Storo.
Storo Drive. You got to gun it. That's how you get past traffic, is you just gun it.
Yeah, you got to fucking haul ass down Storo.
Uh-huh. And then he said, this was in a
Spin your fucking tires out and you stang.
In a different context, he said, you got rid of the Wrangler? And I loved that one.
Yeah. Why?
Why? They're fucking pissa. You can just like drive by a friend's house, wave at them. They can see you.
Right. Would you get a fucking Rubicon instead or what?
Bullshit. You need a truck. You need a truck or a Wrangler. That's it. Whatever it is, you got to put a snorkel on it.
Yeah.
For when, you know, the snow melts and you got to get through some mud to get to the fucking depot, the Home Depot. I call it just the depot.
Yeah.
While I was up there, stayed at a hotel, and there was like, you could, there's nothing, you can't like stream TV or anything. It's just like live TV. That's it.
Yes.
We watched several Lifetime movies and they were hilarious. I mean, I fell down a bit of a rabbit hole. There's a whole series of movies that are just called, I guess you would just call them the wrong movies.
Okay.
They all start with the wrong something, you know?
Yeah.
And they all star Vivica A. Fox somewhere in there. Usually it seems like she's a third, like a tertiary character.
Yeah.
But she's always the biggest one on the poster because she's the only one with a name that people know.
Mm-hmm. I love her in Living Color.
Yeah.
I used to watch that shit. Fucking Damon Wayans. You shitting me?
Yeah.
Can't beat him.
Well, was that movie? I don't know. Mylon was pretty Mylon, fucking good, yeah, though.
He's pretty good. That was Wayans. Fucking scary movie.
Oh, my God. Fucking White love, Chicks?
Love scary movie,
white
too.
White Chicks? You kidding me? What was the one with the little boy?
You remember in Scary Movie when he gets his fucking dick put through his ear?
Yeah.
He got impaled by a cock.
Cock. What's the one with the fucking little baby? It was like a little baby with a full, with the Mylon face on it.
I think. Little man.
Little man.
Little man.
I never laughed so hard in my life.
Oh my God.
Are you shitting me?
My brother Charlie, he had a fucking heart attack in that movie. He was laughing so hard.
So yeah, these wrong movies are on Lifetime and they've come out over the past few years. Oh, another guy, another person that's in a lot of them is the guy from The Dark Knight.
Where's Bane?
Not him. No. Hold on. Let me pull up the IMDb. The newest one is called The Wrong Mr. Right.
Okay.
Which we watched and it was fucking fantastic.
You may be white. I might be Mr. Wendy. Yeah. He doesn't even do that song.
I know, but.
You may be wrong for all I know. You may be white.
Eric Roberts.
I don't know him.
He was Maroney.
Maroney?
I think he's like the mob guy, one of the mob guys. Yeah, he's the second guy.
I don't know who he is.
You know this guy. Are you shitting me?
Never seen him in anything.
Huh?
He's got it. Huh? I've seen that face a million times. Yeah. But it's, I don't know who he is.
It's him. It's
What's
him.
He in?
He's in Inherent Vice, The Dark Knight, The Expendables.
Who is he in The Dark Knight?
That's what I was just saying. Maroney.
Maroney?
Maroney.
Maroney.
Yeah, he's a mafia man.
Oh.
Mafia man. He's been in a lot of other shit that is just actual, just shit. But let me just, I'm going to go to this director, David DiCatul, and he directs all of these movies. They come out, there are several that come out in a year.
Yeah.
Which is insane. And they're, like, the ones we watched were fucking hilarious. They're, like, perfectly bad. And...
Is it intentional?
No.
Oh.
No, like, it's cheap and cheesy, like... It's a Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
Like that's, it's what you'd expect, but it's like a Lifetime movie just distilled down to its absolute essence and then executed perfectly.
Okay.
The Wrong Mr. Right 2021. There's already been three of them this year. There's already been three of these movies this year.
In 2021?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. So I guess they filmed them in bulk, I'm guessing.
How long are they?
Like an hour and 18 minutes, most of them, because
okay.
They have ads and stuff. So, The Wrong Mr. Right, The Wrong Fiance, The Wrong Real Estate Agent, The Wrong Cheerleader Coach, The Wrong Stepfather, The Wrong Wedding Planner, The Wrong House Sitter, The Wrong Cheerleader, The Wrong Mommy, The Wrong Boy Next Door, The Wrong Stepmother, The Wrong Teacher, The Wrong Cruise, The Wrong Friend.
Is it the same people in each movie, or is it?
He has some core cast members that are there through a lot of them.
The guy that played Greg Brady.
I don't think so.
He's in Sharknado, though.
He is. Oh, okay.
Barry Williams.
I have a theory that the sci-fi movies and the Lifetime movies are just made in the same set. Like, it's the same sort of quality. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can see that.
And they share a lot of the same, quote-unquote, talent. The Wrong Crush, The Wrong Student.
You saying, what's her name, Tiffany? Is she in the... Is that who it is? The pop
Tiffany,
star?
Yeah.
That's her name. Okay, right.
Yeah.
You saying she can't act? Huh?
She's not great at
it. You ever seen Bear versus Alligator? Oh my God.
The Wrong Roommate. I think that's the first one. I think that's the first one on the list, and that came out in 2016. So all those movies came out since 2016. You may have also heard of a movie that, like, the trailer was kind of viral a little bit because it was so shitty and stupid, called A Talking Cat?
A Talking Kitty?
A Talking Cat? Same director.
Okay.
But let me tell you some of the other movies this fella's directed that sound interesting.
They do any Skinamax?
Well, a lot of this stuff seems like it could be.
I've seen some of those pictures.
He did some horror movies, too, like Bunker of Blood, Chapter 6, Zombie Lust, Night Flesh.
All right.
Good name. Puppet Master, Blitzkrieg Massacre.
Wow.
Yeah.
The Puppet Master
series. This is probably the 16th.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
He did a movie called Femalians, Seduction of the Species. That's got to be Skinamax.
Maybe.
He did the My Christmas Grandpa.
I'd watch that.
Yeah. He did a movie called Swamp Freak.
All right.
That was from 2017. I'd get down on that one.
I told you my grandfather was in Swamp Thing, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I saw you showed me the, or you told me about the episode and I tried to get it. Or did we get it?
We found it.
We found it?
I think I might have found it on Daily Motion or something.
Yeah.
But either way, we got to get those clips running wild.
Asian Ghost Story.
Yeah.
Simple as that. 666 Teen Warlock. I like that. Oh, you're going to like this one. Bigfoot versus D.B. Cooper. 2014.
D.B.?
D.B.?
D.B. Cooper.
D.B. Cooper.
What's your name?
D.B.?
What if he was able to get a, get out of being questioned because they were looking for D.B., but his name was actually
D.B.
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 D.B. Solve the case.
Yeah.
D.B.
D.B.
Hello, I'm D.B. Cooper.
D.B. Cooper.
I need a four.
Put money in bag.
Please, you put money in bag. Give me four parachute, okay? I smoke a cigarette. A few cigarettes, and I jump on a plane, okay?
Yeah, no big deal.
Okay.
He did a movie called
Badass
Showdown.
I watched that, too. That sounds like it rocks.
My Stepbrother's a Vampire. He did all these movies that look pornographic.
Uh-oh.
At least very sexual in nature. One of them is called Bigfoot Island. Oh, my God.
I watched that one.
Look at that fucking poster.
It looks gorgeous.
It's beautiful. Shot on location in Bigfoot country from the director of Grizzly Rage, Shrieker, and Wolves of Wall Street. A woman summons... Wait. Are you fucking kidding me? Summon?
Yeah.
That's the word, right? Summon? Like I summon a creature?
Yes.
It doesn't have a D at the end. That's something that we've done as a joke, right?
Yeah.
Summoned. Like not past tense, like I summoned, but like I summoned you.
Yeah.
I summoned. Because this says in the plot description on IMDb, a woman summons the mythical beast to right the wrongs inflicted on her. That's the whole plot, by the way. But it says summons with a D at the end. Summon. It has 2 stars out of 10. Another awful Bigfoot film. Critic reviews, there's 2 of them. One from Dread Central and one from thetombofanubis.com.
Ooh.
Cougar Call. Okay, so he's done a lot of movies, and I think we're going to have to explore these a little bit at some point.
I'll check them out. Mostly the Bigfoot one.
Oh, yeah. Where did he start, I wonder? Oh, he definitely started with porn. He went by David McCabe, and his early movies were Good Men Go Bad, Totally Awesome, Working Girls, Bodies by Jackie, New Wave Hustlers, A Portrait of Desire, Flesh Tones, Making It Huge, Never Big Enough.
Bang!
Show and Tell, and Boys Just Want to Have Sex. And then in 1986, he made Dream Maniac, which appears to be his first non-porno. He did Revenge of the Babes, Boys Camp Memories. He went right back to porn after that. There's a movie called Man Heat. So he was directing porn movies under this pseudonym, Dave McCabe.
Yeah.
While he was starting to get into regular straight-ass movies.
Yeah. Well, he put that...
Creepazoids.
He put that shit behind him.
Yeah. He had to do Creepazoids, you know? Sorority Babes in the Slimeball Bowlerama.
I watched that.
Yeah.
Do you think this guy has a lot of money?
No.
No?
No.
You don't think he's got $1 million?
No, but I think he's doing well. Yeah. Like, this is a good job.
Yeah.
Like, he just shows up.
He makes 6 figures a year, but it's low 6 figures?
Yeah.
Okay.
He makes enough.
Yeah.
To live in L.A.
Okay. In a, yeah, a modest, nice little house.
Yeah. Anyway, that's a trip down the rabbit hole for you. If you want to get in on test tube teens from the year 2000, then this is your place. With director, auteur, David DeCotal. So,
yeah, I'm glad he's not making fuck films anymore.
Well, they still fuck. It's funny because when we were watching these movies, I was like, this is like softcore porn without the sex.
Mm.
And that checks out now that I know his history.
Yeah.
Okay. I got 2 questions that maybe you can help me answer.
Okay.
One. What? Where does the phrase cool beans come from?
I don't know, but I hate it.
I hate it too.
I've hated it
since I was a kid. And kids would say that, cool beans.
Ugh.
Ugh. You make me sick.
Shut up, kid.
Why you say this weird shit, kid? It doesn't make any fucking sense. What do you think they talk about?
I don't know. I had a child a couple of weeks ago. He gave him a haircut. I said, what do you think of the cuts? He goes, oh, cool beans. Guess what?
Really?
Judas Effect. No, that didn't happen.
In the year 2021?
No, cool I haven't beans. Heard cool beans.
Cool beans. One. That was like beans. That just reminds me of beans from Even Stevens.
Yeah, a lot of kids are...
I don't know if he even said that, but...
A lot of kids are more aware that they're...
shitheads.
Cringy.
Oh, yeah.
Or what's cringy nowadays.
Right, but they kind of lean into it, and I hate that too.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Cool beans will come back.
Cool beans?
As long as it's like that, it's
make
okay.
Make it one bean.
Cool bean?
Make it one bean, and it's good.
Excuse me, may I please borrow a cool bean?
Cool bean.
I plant a cool bean. Guess what?
You could even use it in the same context as somebody would say cool beans.
Yes.
Just be like, oh, cool bean.
I planted a cool bean and a cool cactus come up.
How you like your haircut? Oh, cool bean.
Cool man. I will not give you a Judas Effect if you say that.
Yeah.
But, you know.
So we don't know where it came from.
No, but I want it to go away.
Right.
Forever.
Well, okay, so we solved the problem. It doesn't matter where it came from. What matters is that the problem's solved, and it's just make it a single bean and say it funny.
Yeah.
Cool bean.
Cool bean. But cool beans, cool that's canceled.
Cool beans?
We're going to leave that in the past.
We're going to come for you if you use that one.
Yeah, we'll leave it in 2020. Cool
I'm going to get physical with you. I'm going to get violent with you.
I'm going to Judas Effect you. I don't care if you're 10.
Yeah. And then I'm going to tape you up to the wall upside down with duct tape.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And just leave you there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
We used to have this neighbor in Revere. Revere?
Where?
Revere?
What? No. Where?
What?
Down Revere.
Down Revere?
Down Revere, yeah.
He built this like little wall in front of his house. And we went and sat on it, and he comes out and he yells at us. He just put it up, but like the cement dried like a day before.
Yeah.
And we were sitting on it, and he comes out. He goes, get off my wall. He's like, I don't care how old you are, I'll hit you. We didn't sit on his wall again.
Yeah, that's good.
Yep,
that's good. Sometimes you just gotta threaten the kid.
Yeah.
You know, once in a blue moon, like, I wouldn't go crazy with it, but once in a while, you got to threaten a kid with violence. Don't hurt a kid.
No.
I'm not saying that. Don't hit a kid. But you can make them think you're going to hit them.
Yeah.
Once in a while.
Yeah.
Like those racist kids on the street.
Hmm.
They worked. I haven't even seen them around anymore. I think they moved away.
Good.
Yeah.
Good, good.
But my other question for you.
Yeah.
Is about sneezing.
Yeah.
You know...
I sneeze loud. I got dad sneezes.
You do that? That's my question.
Not on purpose.
How and why? Like the violent ones where they're like,
oh,
you know those
don't
ones?
Don't do that again.
I'm not gonna because I hate it. But people do that and like you have to be doing that on purpose.
You sound like when Kevin McAllister's mom says, Kevin.
Yeah.
fuck out of here with that shit.
Yeah. Why
are you going to do that in my eardrums?
Why do people?
You're going to pop them.
All right.
Why do people sneeze real loud? I can't control it. My sneezes are just loud.
I've heard you sneeze and I feel like it's just a volume thing, not a projecting thing. Like this, what I'm talking about is something that people, they must be putting effort into it. They vocalize in such a way that it hurts other people. Like I hear that and I turn and I look and I expect their lungs to be fucking hanging out of their mouth.
Yeah.
Just inside out lungs.
That's the only way you can get away with like screaming in a store or something like that.
And it can scare the shit out of you if you're not looking, you don't expect it, but you can't act like that. You can't look at those people like they just scared the shit out of you by yelling like fire or something.
Yeah.
But that's how it feels.
Whenever I sneeze in a store, I just go, shit.
Why do people do it that loud?
If
anybody out there does that shrieking.
Yeah, I don't do a shrieking, but my sneezes are loud.
Well, no, it's different. It's totally different.
I don't know.
You got loud, because I would have commented on it before if you did it, and I was like, that's one of those sneezes.
Mm.
But I'm talking about those motherfuckers that are just like, pow!
Sympathy.
Is it? They want to be blessed harder?
Mm-hmm. They want to sneeze and people have to.
Why do people?
Oh, I got to say a prayer for that fucking guy down to St. Anthony's Church. That's all I want. It's not a big deal. I'll say a prayer for him.
What is
it's not going to hurt me. Add an extra minute to my prayer.
What is the...
Me and the Lord, like this, son.
What is it that makes people say bless you? Do you remember? Is it like it's something to do with like your soul could be, or like a spirit could be going in your body?
No, I know what it is.
What?
Pope.
Pope? Pope says so.
Pope. Pope. Pope.
Pope.
I have an answer for your question.
Pope.
Pope.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pope.
Pope says so.
Pope, he creates sneeze.
He said, bless you.
He said, oh, I bless you.
I bless you. Please, why you do this to me? You sneeze on me. You
sneeze on me. Give me a spaghetti.
Pope.
Pope.
Popus.
I like that new Pope.
Pope.
Pope. I do. He's better than that last Pope. That last Pope's shitty.
That last Pope was a Nazi.
Yeah, this new Pope, he don't care.
He don't give a shit.
He rides a motorcycle.
He does.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
His Pope mobile's a Harley.
Yeah. Sure.
Sure.
Yeah. He wears a leather jacket. No sleeves. He
rides all around Vatican City. No helmet. No fucking mask.
Pope.
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 Pope. Oh, shit.
I tell you, I miss Pope John Paul, though. Pope John Paul. I gotta make Pope John Paul.
Yeah, I do like that one.
Pope John Paul.
Pop, pop, pop.
Pope.
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 Oh, God. Okay. No, we figured that one out. The answer?
Pope.
Should that have any reverb, or what do you think? A little verb on that?
Yeah, a little whatever effect. It's going to be special.
Special just for Pope.
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 Pope. Like, who has the audacity to say that that's a fucking word?
Pope. I don't know, but I love
it. What do you call this guy?
Pope. Pope.
Pope. Like, that shouldn't be allowed.
What's this guy? He's the Pope.
Pope. The Pope. It's not just Pope. It's the Pope.
The fucking Pope.
The one and only Pope.
Put that hat on him.
The Pope.
No hat. He's just a regular fucking old man.
Yeah, he's a guy.
Put that hat on him.
He's some guy.
That robe.
And then you got Pope.
Pope. Red one, cardinal.
Yeah.
Right?
Because of the cardinals.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Pope.
Pope. Pope.
Okay, do you have any topics or segment?
Pepsi. I got one for you.
What?
I got an Amazon review of Ghost Ship.
Okay.
This is by Unsaintly.
Oh, I always trust Unsaintly's reviews.
Yeah. Ghost Ship Fave is the title.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the few movies I can watch more than once.
Really?
Yes. Many of you will recognize the child ghosts. That's right. Dead wife from Neil Gaiman's American Gods. I love going back and discovering old gems like this. Creepy, gory action on the high seas. Lisa really? Vasquez, author of The Unfleshed Tale of the Autopsic Bride.
Autopsic Bride?
5 stars, by the way. 5 stars.
5 stars?
Yeah.
That person is fucked up, frankly.
Yep. They got another one from Lane Ambrose, too. 2 stars, only 2 stars.
What's Lane got to say? Middle of the road yep. review?
So the title of it is you have to see it at least once.
He says,
because I have, it is only fair. To be honest, I have seen it twice. The opening scene is worth checking out. Hard to believe that was edited down. The ending is also awesome because they used a new Mudvayne song.
Yes.
Well, it was new back in 2002. It was actually really, really exciting at the time because YouTube wasn't a thing and times were simpler, much like this movie. I'd watch it again for a third time if it was on a screen and I wasn't drowning in content. A doctor's office? I don't know. Let me tell you.
What the fuck doctor's office is showing Ghost Ship?
Let me tell you what you think over at chewingonglass.com.
Oh, okay.
Should I check out chewingonglass.com?
Probably not.
Should I go on Incognitus?
I don't know.
I'm going to do it.
It's probably just a movie review blog.
You think I'm going to get a fucking worm?
Could get an e-worm.
You think?
It's possible.
Should I do it?
Oh, you got McAfee?
Yeah. Fuck yeah, I do. Oh, yeah.
Was I right?
Yeah, it's some sort of blog, but not...
Blog. Pulp.
Anyway.
Pulp. Well, we've done this segment a few times. I don't think it has a name, but I've managed to dig up some old middle school and high school yearbooks.
Oh, yeah?
And gone through the fifth grade and senior grade sections where they let the kids fucking say shit.
They let the dogs out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I'd like to share a couple of those with you.
Okay. Do we mind if I take a pee-pee real quick?
Go ahead.
Okay. I go pee-pee. Yes, I go pee-pee. I make a bigger pee-pee. Go. Go. Away.
Listen here, mister.
Mm-hmm.
This was from middle school yearbook, I believe. So these would be eighth graders,
mm-hmm.
I think. No. This is from elementary school. So this is fifth graders. And the first one is Erica and...
Kiki.
She goes by Kiki.
Kiki.
Kiki? Future.
Pop.
Teacher or pro golfer? Favorites? The number 12. Why did kids have favorite numbers and
mine's
colors?
Mine's 7, baby.
Why?
Love it. Just looks nice. You saying Kiki can't like 12?
No, I'm saying why? Why should
you
like 12?
Think you're better than Kiki because you don't like 12?
Come on. I don't like 12.
Fuck 12.
That's what I said.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Golf. Hansen. The movie Titanic. The movie, not the boat. I'll always remember Ms. Hackett sitting on us when we sat in her pink chair. That sounds inappropriate.
Yeah. Yeah, you probably get fired for that nowadays. Ms. Hackett? It was a different time back then.
Now all these kids, they think they're something special.
Yep.
You know, that's not how my father raised me.
Mm-mm.
My father raised me to disrespect myself at every turn.
Mm-hmm. His father before him?
And his father before him and his father before him. And they said to me, son, if an elder of yours wants to put their ass on you, you got to do it. You got to let them do it.
Yeah.
That's how I did it. That's how my father did it.
And that's how his father did it to him. And,
and so on.
So on and so forth until the time of the cavemans.
Until all the way back before Knights.
Before, like, around the time of Pangaea.
Yeah, right around Pangaea.
Right? Son, let me teach you a little fucking quick history lesson, all right? It goes
first
Pangaea.
Of all, you're no snowflake.
Pangaea. Then it goes cavemans, then it goes knights, then it goes 1980s, 19 Ronald Reagan.
19 Ronald Reagan. Yeah.
Then.
Yeah.
Then double dare. And then.
Uh-huh.
Then.
Puff Dad.
Puff Daddy. Then. Yeah. Tesla.
Tesla.
Which is where we are now.
The age of Tesla.
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 Yeah.
Next, it's space Teslas.
Yeah. They making those?
Oh, yeah. Sure. The next one here, this one kind of creeps me out a little bit, to be honest.
Yeah.
And it's because I don't think that it's real. I think this was a ghost person in the school. This was a little girl ghost from the school. Was this a thing at your school when you were a kid where they like everybody got professional photos taken, obviously.
Yeah.
But then for some reason, there was always like one or two kids.
Who missed picture day.
Like, yeah. So they always had this like blown out shit JPEGs that they stuck in there. Back when you took the picture. You took the picture on your digital camera with a floppy disk in it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what she is, Erica, here.
She looks like fucking Rocky Dentist.
Rocky Dentist. Favorite. What's her favorite?
Pizza.
Favorite's plural, by the way, but she only lists one.
Why does
she
go by Anne?
Pizza.
Is it like
maybe that's her middle name?
Curtis Kevin situation?
Could be, yeah.
Okay. Pizza.
Also, Anne is a better ghost name.
True.
This little kid looks like a fucking ghost.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Spectral in nature.
Yeah.
Future doctor. Well,
no. You don't have a future other than haunting.
Yeah.
Future ghost. That's what you're going to be doing. Future ghost.
Favorites. Pizza. I can't eat pizza when you're a ghost.
Right. But also, every human loves pizza.
Pizza.
So. I love this quote from this kid.
I always remember learning new stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, until you expire, then you just get the same stuff over and over again every day.
You'll never learn anything new again.
Right.
Goals.
Unfinished business is your future.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm called. Kid's going to need a sweater. Next one is Christiana, and she wants to be a teacher when she grows up.
Good.
Favorites, cat, dogs, camping, and friends. I'll always remember when Amanda dressed up as a fat woman.
Wow. Amanda, that doesn't age well. I'm starting to think Chris was a little bit of a bully.
I think so.
And Amanda, too. But people just applauded that sort of behavior back then.
Either that or...
In these times of the caveman.
Future Martin Lawrence. Big Mama.
Maybe.
Big Mama. In training. No, probably bullies. Next up, you want to read this
one? Oh, fuck yeah. This is Justin J-Man.
Yeah, J-Man.
His picture, like, you ever read The Stinky Cheese Man?
Yes.
You know, he's got that the stink swerves.
Yeah.
That's what that picture looks like. It looks like.
It does. Holy shit.
Right?
The background in the photo looks like that, like the stink lines on the Stinky Cheese Man.
J-Man's a stink boy. Stinky Cheese J-Man. Future soccer player. Which, you know, I haven't seen him on any fucking rosters.
No.
To be quite honest. Favorites, pizza, parties, and video games. I'll always remember when Mrs. Hackett sat on me.
Yeah. It was a trend.
And so will she, because she can't get the goddamn stink off of her still.
And she's probably in fucking jail now.
Yeah.
For putting her asshole on so many children.
Yep.
You fucking animal, Ms. Hackett. You need to get your shit together. Stop putting your asshole on kids.
Yeah.
Fucked up.
I think she might have learned her lesson.
It's frowned upon.
Sitting on this one.
She sat on a couple 2-3 kids at least, confirmed.
Mm.
But definitely a lot more.
She crushed one for being fresh.
Being a fresh prick. The next one.
Oh, fuck.
What, you want to really want this one?
Yeah, I totally want this one.
Go ahead.
This is Matthew Pick.
He goes by Pick. You kind of have to say his last name.
Yeah, Pickering.
Yeah, Pick.
My name's Pick.
It goes by
People
Pick.
Call me Pick.
And this kid, I didn't know, but I knew his name, and I referred to him as Chicken Wing.
Yo, what's up, Pick? Yo, Pick.
He was Matt Chicken Wing in my mind.
I would, oh man, why was he Matt Chicken Wing?
Because it sounds like Pickering.
Oh, did you call him that to his face?
No,
though?
Of course not. No, no, he would have beat the shit out of me. Are you shitting me?
Yeah, he would have.
Look at him.
He would have fucking.
Look at the music he listened to.
Yeah, he rocks.
He wanted to be a policeman, for Christ's sake.
Future pro football. Pro football.
First start my future with pro football.
Pro football and policeman at the same time.
I want to be a pro football and police. Nope. Policeman.
His favorite's Puff Daddy. Notorious Big.
Yep.
I'll always remember Mrs. Wrist holding my first football and winning my first football championship.
You never forget the first football. Time you hold a football.
I remember the first time I held a football.
I felt that pegskin.
Changed my life.
I felt pegskin between my finger.
Mm-hmm.
I was never the same again. I got a lot of concussions after that.
Yeah. Could not be a pro football player or a policeman.
I think he might actually be in jail.
Pick?
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 Pick? Pulp? Pulp?
Pulp? Pulp?
Pick?
Pick? I'll tell you, he's no pulp.
Pulp? Pick? Pulp?
Pulp?
Next, we got Jamie.
Yep.
And, by the way, we're moving on to high school now. Yeah. 2003, 2004, something like that. Jamie says, Latin Club 4.
Yeah.
And then a quote, we're Zamboni drivers, not superheroes.
By Anonymous.
Anonymous said that. Do Zamboni drivers often get mistaken for superheroes?
I mean, they save the day.
Zamboni?
Between periods.
Zamboni?
Save the day and prevent injury or increase injury.
Oh.
Make that shit slippery, make it a little more fun.
Zamboni.
Zamboni. So he probably worked at the ice arena or something. Driving Zamboni. Probably,
that's an inside joke.
Yeah.
Funny.
We're just not in on it.
Yeah, well.
This is Jennifer. Jenny.
Jenny.
Band, 1-4. Supposing a tree fell down, poo.
Poo, this is a quote.
Yeah. When we were underneath it?
Yeah. Supposing a tree fell down, poo, when we were underneath it.
Yes. Supposing it didn't, said Poo, after careful thought.
That's a good deep quote.
Real deep. Deep man, quote. I'm still lost in it. A.A. Yeah. Milne. Milne.
Yeah.
People can't fly, but they can jump.
I don't know. You ever seen a Tony Hawk?
He can fucking fly.
He can do a 900.
Mm.
That's basically flying.
Why are you quoting Winnie the Pooh in
also, not all people can jump, too, by the way.
Well, some people can. That's all it says. It doesn't say all people.
People. It says people.
Yeah.
People can't fly, but they can jump. I mean, people. In general, all people. Pope.
Some people.
Pope can float. Pope floats?
Pope, you think Pope floats?
Pope float? You ever seen that movie, Pope Floats?
Yeah, Kevin Costner?
Yeah.
Pope Float?
Pope Float.
Pope Float. Pope Float Boat.
There's a rapper that's out there these days named Pop Smoke.
Pop Smoke?
Pop Smoke.
Pop Smoke. You got the new Pop Smoke song?
You like
the
new Pop Smoke? You ever Pop Smoke?
You watch Pop Smoke, John?
Okay. Next guy we got here.
This fucking Wiffle. Idiot.
His name of Justin. With he's got a Wiffle. And the first thing it says, I'm guessing it.
Football.
I'm guessing he was trying to save space.
Football.
Because he had so much to say, but he left both O's out of football.
Football.
So it's football.
Football.
Football. 1-4.
Football.
Football. What sport are you into, Justin? You look like you play sports.
Football.
Football. Love football. And then he says, Captain Baseball.
This motherfucker is Captain Baseball.
Captain Baseball. Yeah. That's what he grew up to be.
Yeah.
He's not a Zamboni driver, but he is a superhero. Captain Baseball. 1-4. Captain 4. Call me Jay Bell in the class of 04. I treat the ladies well, and on the field I score. So I'll teach you this lesson. Live life to the fullest without ever regretting 17. Oh, shit.
Yep.
I'm guessing this J-Man, this particular J-Man.
Mm-hmm. JV, Junior Varsity.
Yeah. He looks like he wrote this poem.
Yep.
But is that 17 at the end supposed to be part of it? Class of 04, the meter's all off. It's not a good
doesn't even rhyme.
Poem. Regretting 17. Whatever. You're lost in the annals of time.
Everybody's a great cop now.
Definitely.
This is Tyler.
Nope.
Tyson. Excuse me. I was looking at his face.
He looks like a Tyler. That's true. But now that you know he's a Tyson.
He's a Tyson.
He's a Tyson.
He looks more like a Tyson, yeah.
Yeah. Like, he had a punk phase later in life. Tyson.
Mm.
He gauged his ears, but then he got them fixed.
Yeah. He was punk for a year, and then he joined the army.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. There it is.
Yeah.
That's it.
Tyson. So football, 1-4.
Football.
Baseball, 1-4. Mm. Honor Society, 3-4. Pain is temporary. Pride is forever. Yeah. He joined the Marines.
He joined the Marine Corps.
And he died.
That's a different... But pride is forever. So.
Yeah. So
May you rest in peace.
Pain for the Marines, though, that's weakness leaving the body.
Yeah.
But it could also be temporary, I suppose. But pride is definitely forever in any of
them. Yeah. I mean, this is before his punk phase. Oh, fuck, this guy's so cool.
This next guy, he got to put in his own picture. He didn't get a pro picture.
No.
He used his MySpace picture.
Yeah, he fucking did. He's got swoop bangs and everything.
Swoop bangs. He's got those little little plugs in his ears.
Listens to fucking Blink
Story of the Year.
The Blink Untitled album just fucking changed his life.
Yeah. Tommy Tsunami.
Tommy?
Emo Tom. Yeah, see?
He's leaning into it.
He's not smiling. You know he had one of those real high up messenger bags?
Yeah.
You know, it was hiked way up on his back and it was like diagonal across his back.
It had a dashboard confessional.
Had pins on it and like maybe one tasteful patch.
That's what I was going to say. It was a dashboard confessional patch.
Yeah.
But it wasn't sewn on. It was safety
pinned. Safety pinned on. Yeah. And then it had the little buttons, not big buttons and not enamel pins.
Yeah.
The little buttons.
A lot of cool bands.
From interpunk.com.
Yeah.
King of Art Club 4, Drama Club 3 and 4, Student Council 4. And then he has a quote. It's easier to gnaw through bone than through the hide of the heart.
That's true.
Diane Glancy said that. Diane Glancy. I don't know who that is. I want to see, though. Oh, poet. Back to Tommy. Emo Tom. Small t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Three-quarter sleeve, actually.
Yep.
Dickies.
Yep. Not pictured. Cigarettes.
Clove cigarettes. Bali High cloves.
After high school.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, because he might have been straight-edged, too.
No, he wasn't. He smoked cigarettes.
He did?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, look at him.
That's true. He used to be straight-edged.
He used to smoke on school property.
Right. Yeah. That pretty much sums him up.
Yeah.
He
smoked on the bus once.
The last one here.
So this is one of our patrons.
Yeah. And I totally had no idea he would even appear in this yearbook. And then he just was there. And I was like, perfect.
Yeah. it's the bird man.
Yeah. Half bird, half wood.
That's right.
Jesse Bird.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
So, Woody.
Woody? Woody?
Yeah.
B-W-O-O-D-Y. Is it? Do you think it's a typo and it was supposed to be Woody?
It's supposed to be Bloody.
Bloody.
Because look at how goth he was.
Bloody Jesse Birdwood. Yeah, that's he does. Right. He looks like the crow.
No, be Woody.
Be Woody.
Woody.
Woody?
Woody.
Woody? Woody.
Anyways.
What? No, what? No, we need to know what that is.
He can swim?
Yeah, he was on a swim team.
Goths don't swim.
2 years.
I didn't know that. That's wild.
Goths? Some goths swim.
I don't know.
In blood.
That you got a point.
Blood mummy.
This isn't a phase or a phrase. This isn't a phrase.
Anonymous. This isn't a phrase, huh?
Yep.
And is then, that like a is that a like an actual joke or is that a?
I don't know. Maybe he can
typo.
Maybe you can answer the questions we have.
Huh? Yeah. This will be interesting. Anonymous.
And then the second quote is, but I won't ever tell the world that I don't belong. Please don't ever tell the world that I don't belong. This was a quote from rock band Cold. Hard rock band Cold.
It is hard. That's hard rock. Heavy rock.
I used to listen to fucking Cold back in the day.
Did you?
Cold, Stained.
When I think about Cold, I think about those off-road skateboards.
Yeah.
With the big wheels with the treads on them?
Do you listen to Blood Mummy?
Is that a Cold album?
Yeah.
Blood Mummy. Anyway.
I used to listen to Cold. I used to listen to Chevelle. Fucking Mudhoney.
Yeah. Shout out. Jesse Birdwood. I'm wondering if you still like Cold.
Yeah.
It's fine if you do. I won't judge you. I just want to know. Have you become more goth? Less goth? He's strong.
He's less goth now.
Is he strong now? Yeah. So, is he like a Glenn Danzig type of strong man?
Bigger.
Bigger?
Oh, yeah.
But not goth, you said.
Mm-hmm. It's like if Glenn Danzig was a street shark, that's Jesse Birdwood.
Do you think we could get him to go goth again?
We could try.
We could start a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Make Jesse Burwood goth again. He just looks like a cool dude.
He is.
I know. But even in high school.
Yeah, he was. He was great.
Yeah.
That's when I met him. He was goth as fuck when I first met him. He don't care.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Man, goth. I didn't appreciate goth in my time.
No.
Even though I liked gothic horror and shit like that. I never really, I don't know. It's because I didn't see The Crow until later.
Yeah.
That's what did it.
That's it. I knew who Sting was before I knew The Crow. You know, Sting the wrestler who dresses like The Crow.
Yeah, he fucking slaps the bass a bunch and he's just like, beam, 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 boom, boom.
Sting?
Sting?
No. Different Sting.
Oh, there's more than one Sting?
Yeah. The wrestler owns the rights to the name Sting.
What?
Even though the Sting from The Police was around before.
Police?
But he didn't fucking trademark it.
Sting?
Sting trademarked it, the wrestler. And then Sting, the musician, pays Sting, the wrestler, $1 a year to use it.
Really?
Yeah, Sting don't care. Nice guy. He is.
Sure. So that's the yearbook people. In the middle school yearbooks, they just had last will and testament. At the end of each one, instead of having quotes, they got the most popular kids in the school.
Yeah.
To say what they want. And then everybody else, like, is not all represented there. We, Gil, Tyler, and Pat, leave our super duper football skills.
Football, super duper.
To Sean, GQ.
Yeah.
Gentleman Quarterly. Or
Gigantic Queef.
Yeah. We, Tori, and Kayla, leave our awesomeness. I doubt it. Big words that don't make sense. Doing people's dandrifty hair.
Ugh.
Dandrift?
Yeah. Inside joke, you wouldn't get it. You weren't cool.
Yeah, dandrifty hair. And having unwanted compliments to Lil Tay Tay and Minnie
Saucy.
All right. We, Carolyn and Andrea, leave our fun and outrageous time to the sisters we never had. What does that mean? None?
They both were supposed to be twins, but they ate the other twin.
Okay. Both of them. So like this them. One goes out to my unborn.
Yeah, these
twin.
Two. These weren't popular kids. This was like a sort of.
It was a pity thing. Yeah. We, Sarah, Audrey, Jen, and Amanda, leave our loud mouths, excellent flirting skills, animal noises, our ghetto love.
That's on AJ.
And our four row tables to Melissa. Yeah, ghetto love. So.
Remember when I said earlier that kids nowadays are like kind of aware that they're cringy?
Yeah.
These people were not at all.
No. We, Sadie and Kate, leave some advice for you. When dances are really boring, just go by the phone and wait for something to happen to anyone who cares. What?
Okay.
What does that mean?
To anyone who cares.
Oh, okay.
But even still.
Yeah. Just go by the phone and wait for something to happen when the dance is boring?
Yeah.
Oh, like people getting in fights on their phone, on the pay phones because they didn't have cell phones?
I don't fucking know. I remember I got in trouble in middle school for making prank phone calls on the pay phone. They said, you gotta not do that anymore. I said, okay. Please don't tell my mom. She hit me with a spoon. My dad punched me in the stomach for being a fresh prick again. He knocked me in the next week. Coming up. Should be there soon. I, Billy, leave my massive vocabulary of noises, sounds, and humorous phrases to someone with a louder voice than me. Impossible, Billy. No one's louder than
no
you.
No one's louder than Billy.
No, are that's why kidding? He's so funny.
His vocabulary is massive.
Big.
Huge.
Big
huge Billy is what they called him.
Am I doing this one too?
Yeah, I did the whole last page.
So. Okay. We, Sarah and Christine, leave our ability to pass notes in class without getting caught to our brothers, Patrick and Tim.
I remember those fucking kids. Yeah. They just threw them under the bus.
Don't appreciate it. Patrick and Tim certainly don't.
No, now they're in jail.
Yeah. They got expelled.
They're in prison.
For passing notes.
Right. And that led them down a dark dark path.
I, Shelley, leave all my late passes to Mrs. Linds. I miss seeing you in the morning.
What?
Is that a teacher?
Yeah, Lines.
Oh, Lines.
Yeah.
Okay. Why would you give them back? She's not going to use them.
Yeah.
Why don't you give them? She's just going to shred them.
Yeah, they don't have any actual value.
No.
It turns out.
Yeah. We, Stephanie and Kyle, leave our lunch detention journeys to Mr. Barrett's class to anyone who's curious to find strange and unusual things. Happy trails.
What are we going to find? What would you find?
In Mr. Barrett's class?
Yeah.
A world of mystery.
The detention kids leave shit there.
Yeah.
Dead rats.
Have you ever been to Mr. Barrett's Wonder Emporium?
Yeah.
We, Jordan and Brianne, leave our trips to guidance, chairs in the office, team time walkouts, gum chewing detentions, and F's because of homework help.
Help?
To our wow. little brother Gil, cousins Billy, and Jessica, and Mike Duda. I gotta say Mike Duda.
Duda.
Mike Duda.
Duda.
Mike Duda.
It was actually pronounced Duda.
Duda?
Yeah.
Duda.
Mike Duda.
Mike Duda.
Mike Duda.
So.
Yeah, that's a weird one. Gum chewing detentions, F's because of homework help, and help is in quotes.
Yeah.
This sounds like somebody's trying to pass the blame for them having shitty homework.
Yeah.
Because they had shitty help.
Yeah, your cousin Billy.
Billy.
Fucked up. Mike Duda. Fuck you. We, Lisa and Kate, leave all the good times we had in Mr. Leonard's class to Felicia and Megan. Have fun.
That's boring.
That's real boring. Piece of shit. I, Matt, leave my egg salad sandwich to the sweet lunch ladies. Yeah, that's nice. That's nice of you,
I like
Matt.
That. I like that one. Duda. That's it for our show this week.
Mike Duda.
Mike Duda. If Mike Duda like it, Mike Duda don't have to like it.
Mike Duda be fresh.
Don't die to Buddha. Buddha. John Von Bonny.
Mike Duda. Pop.
Pop. Yeah, to sum up today's episode.
Pop.
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 And
pop.
Also,
Mike Duda.
Mike Duda.
Yeah, two things I gotta say. Pop and Mike Duda.
There was another thing. What was the other thing?
Pop Duda.
Pop.
Pop Jean Paul.
Pop. Yeah, Pop Jean Paul. Yeah, but basically all that.
Fresh.
Thanks for getting fresh with us this evening.
They're not fresh. They're nice.
Different. I meant it in the real way.
No.
Fresh to death.
No.
Thanks for joining us today for That's our better. Episode of our podcast. We appreciate it. If you could leave us a rating and a review wherever you listen, follow us on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
At what?
Oh, Cool Parents the Band.
Yeah, send us messages, ask us questions, shit we could talk about. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Leave a voicemail. We'll play it right on the show.
Yeah, please do that. What's our website?
Coolparents.co.
That'll get you to our links
mm-hmm.
pretty quick. And we got Patreon. Patreon.com/coolparents.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not in there, go ahead and do
go
it.
Go ahead and get on in there.
Get on in there.
We'll say your name on the show.
We'll say your name on the show in a funny way.
We'll make you famous.
Cool way.
Oh yeah, we didn't give Russ's name a funny.
Oh yeah, that was what you were supposed to do.
Russ. Russell. Russell.
Russ. I like just
Russ.
Russ.
Russell.
Russ. So
it sounds like an ocean.
Yeah.
Russ. Whistle.
So you want to hear your name on radio? Let us know.
Yeah.
Dunks. Okay. Duncan.
Edwick.
Yeah.
Bleh.
And so on and so forth. That's about it. Thanks for listening to this podcast. It's called the Cool Parents Podcast.
Yeah, you got a new good graphics out though.
Yeah, the game of the year 2020.
Did I mention that?
Good graphics with Bleh.
Bleh.
Yeah. You can, that's out there now.
Yeah, I know.
Check it out.
Yeah, I know.
Good graphics.
Came up on my Spotify.
I know. I put it there.
I listen to the show, okay?
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No.
I didn't listen to that one yet, but I do listen to the show. I listened to the last one, last two.
The last one?
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for listening to the Cool Parents Podcast.
Yeah, thanks for coming. I appreciate you.
Oh, sure. I'm Curtis Charles.
I'm Justy Boy.
Fuck the nut.
Bust the shit.